Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. This is our Consistency 365 series, mini episodes that air between our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, all about building consistency and getting out of this cycle where you know what to do and you do it sometimes, but you don't do it a lot of times until you get frustrated and then you start to do it again. Today, I want to talk to you if you are somebody who has been sitting with the same problem for days or weeks or months or decades. And maybe you're sitting with the problem and you're not asking for help because you know the solution, you're just not doing it. So why would you ask for help if you know what to do, but you just aren't doing it? The reason that you need to ask for help is not because you're asking what to do. The question that you need help with is, how do I get myself to do it and do it consistently, right? So many of us are struggling because we're thinking, well, I don't need to ask for help. I have the answer. No, you are considering the wrong question. The question isn't, what do I need to do? Because yeah, you know you need to eat differently or you need to spend less or whatever it is. That's not the problem you're facing. The problem isn't whether or not you know what to do. The problem is why you aren't doing it. Or more specifically, the excuse that you're giving yourself. How do you change that pattern of storytelling? I would say that there are at least 50% of people who are listening right now who have been struggling with the same problem for months or years, and they're not asking for help because they're embarrassed, or they're not asking for help because they think that asking for help is a sign of weakness and they're telling themselves like they should know how to fix it. And you've probably heard me say this 100 million times, and if you continue listening, you'll hear me say it 100 million more. Successful people ask for help. There's this story that is such a damaging story that we shouldn't ask for help because it would be a bother, or because we should know what to do, or because we don't want to seek the attention or put the spotlight on ourselves or our problems or our struggles. It would be embarrassing, any number of other things, but it overlooks this huge differentiator between people who are making progress and people who are struggling, which is successful people ask for help. There is nobody who you could classify as successful who believes that they have to do it all by themselves and that asking for help is bad. They realize they must ask for help. We all must ask for help. There are things individually that we are really good at, that maybe we can support other people in. And then there are things that maybe we aren't so good at where we need to be supported. And I always tell people, I was sharing with you guys a few episodes ago that in the consistency course, we have these live calls where we work through any barriers or struggles or stories or excuses that are holding people back. And the amazing thing about that is you no longer then have to stay with this struggle. Do you know how long I struggled with emotional eating? I mean, decades. And I can't even imagine what it would have been like and how different my life would be and my trajectory would be if I had somebody that I could go to every couple of weeks and say, okay, this is how it showed up this week. What do you suggest? What could I try? What tools or resources or strategies? Okay, I tried this thing that you asked, that you suggested last week, and this is what happened. What do you think? What should I change? And I'm not mad about where I'm at now, but man, I could have avoided a whole lot of struggle and a whole lot of hiding and a whole lot of isolation and a whole lot of depression. So if you are that person who has been struggling with the same thing, I don't care who you ask for help, but I want you to declare that you will no longer sit in the struggle because of your unwillingness to ask for help, and that you will find somebody, whether it's me or it's anybody else, and you will ask for help because successful people ask for help. I'll see you tomorrow.